Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Good morning. Welcome aboard. Time to have a little fun. Yes, sir. It's a Thursday. You're almost there for the weekend, which is a beautiful thing. Got some stuff to talk about today. All kinds of tension going on, all kinds of controversy, all kinds of, let's say, mental battles that are going on in sports. I mean, there's a bunch of interesting stories today that have developed in sports, and we're going to talk about them, obviously. We got one guest today. Franco Panizo is going to join us at the top of the hour at noon. We'll talk about that disastrous performance by Inter Miami last night, which, you know, I watched every minute of it, which I don't even know why I did, but whatever. By halfway or halftime, that thing was done when it was 2-0 pretty much. And they had bad luck, too. Inter hit the post twice, but again, they gave up 5 goals. So even if they made those 2, but it was a disaster. And as I tweeted out last night, the Miami Fusion were never this bad. Okay, that's how bad this team is. And, you know, we'll get into it, obviously, with Franco. And I've got my things that I want to also share about what's going on with that team. So we got a ton of controversial stuff to talk about today on the program. Also, we've got some great news. Those of you that follow us, and I encourage you, please, to follow us on Twitter at Big O Show, because you find out about everything going on from my life to whatever. You know, it's like, some people are like, hey, where you been? And it's like, don't you just follow on Twitter and everything's there on Twitter, dude. While I'm watching a game, I'll be tweeting. If I'm in a hospital, I'll tell you. If I'm out somewhere, I'll tell you. If I don't like something, I'll tell you. I mean, it just, on Twitter, you'll see it all there. I mean, everything. And we broke the news yesterday that Inside the Paint has returned. And I say has returned because, you know, it's kind of, you know, we started the onside thing. And so, you know, most of those elements were elements that I came up with. And so I wanted to continue Inside the Paint. And I'm really, really excited to announce that next Wednesday, the Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint show will start. And it'll start at 10 a.m. So I'm going to come on Wednesdays now around 9:45. So I'll be on for about 15 minutes prior to the guys. So they, you know, get a little warm up there. We'll get it going. And then Ira Winderman and Clay Ferraro from Channel 10 will be the Inside the Paint guys every single week. And it starts, you know, it's an exciting time for the show because not only are we growing and expanding, and I thank you all for that immensely. I can't thank you guys enough for it. But, as we're adding all of these elements, I told you the show is going to start to expand. And we'll start to add more hours to the show, more features to the show, those kind of things. This one will be one of those features. The guys will be talking basketball for 1 hour every week, going around the NBA, obviously talking about everything going on with the Miami Heat, what kind of trades. Ira, we all know, has been on this thing from day one, and he is a monster. He is absolutely phenomenal, and that's why he and Omar were the first guys I called right away. I said, hey, look, this is my idea now. Let's keep this thing going. And they were all in, and I love them for that. And so that's why this whole thing has been rocking. And remember, so next week, Ira and Clay Ferraro start every Wednesday at 10 a.m. with an hour of basketball talk. So that'll be great for all of you out there. And then the following week, we add Ira's two reports every week on August 3rd, I believe, is a Tuesday. I think Ira will be Tuesdays Tuesdays and Fridays, I think it is, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. No, Tuesdays and Fridays. That's what it is for Ira. So we're going to have Ira on Tuesdays and Fridays to talk a little basketball. So next week we add Ira and Clay Ferraro. The following week we add Ira with his two reports, and we add Kyle Krabs on Wednesdays. So you'll have Omar Kelly, you'll have Ira Winderman, you'll have Clay Ferraro, you'll have Kyle Krabs, and we're not done yet. We're going to be adding more to the list. I think right as it stands right now, I believe we have the best lineup in sports locally here in South Florida. Okay. No radio station, not 790, not 560, has a better lineup than what we have already as it is. And we're not done yet. We're just getting started, and we will be creating. I'm telling you, look, if I can't find the right partners to create the ultimate sports station for South Florida that's truly dedicated to South Florida sports and not piping in any of this national bullshit and any of that crap that they've got going on, then if I can't find the right partners to do that, partners, whatever, corporation, you name it, then, and I wouldn't do it on, not radio, I'm talking about keeping it on the digital platform because that's the future anyways. But if I can't do that, then I'm going to work my ass off to make this show the ultimate sports show for South Florida fans. That way, if they want to hear about their Dolphins, they're going to hear it here, man. They're going to hear about their Canes. We got Manny Navarro's the other one also. My God, I forgot about Manny Navarro. And so you'll hear Manny Navarro here twice a week. You're going to hear Ira Winderman here twice a week. You're going to hear Omar Kelly here twice a week. You're going to hear Kyle Krabs here weekly. Clay Ferraro will be joining Ira weekly here. And again, we're not done. We're going to add some more elements to the show because I want to make sure, you know, if Inter's doing something, then we'll bring on Michelle. We'll bring on Franco like we are today. You know what I mean? There's so many ways that we can go with this. And so that's why I'm really, really proud of what's going on here with this team. And I mean, with this show right now and the direction that we're going in. So that way, I don't care if it's Marlins. I don't care if it's Inter. You name it, man. I mean, Alex Winley is another one that we bring on for Inter. She does a terrific job. So we're going to talk Inter. We're going to talk Marlins. We're going to talk Panthers plenty as the Panther season comes up. Dwork, George Richardson, we'll bring them on too. You know, I bring on Jordan McPherson for the Marlins or Craig Mish. So we're gonna continue to round everything out here and be a complete sports talk show for all of you out there. And that's what I wanted. I want to listen. I'm you guys. You know, I'm born and raised here, bro. I was born in Belgrade, Florida, in the far northwest corner of Palm Beach County. All right. Raised in Little Havana and Hialeah and now living in West Kendall. But I'm a South Florida guy, born and raised. I'm a true Floridian. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm all about our sports here in this town. That's all I care about is our sports. I love sports, period. But obviously what moves my heart or hurts it, like last night watching Inter Miami, you know, lose. And it's funny because a buddy of mine goes, "Well, dude, aren't you like a little happy about it?" I go, "Why am I going to be happy about it?" He goes, "Well, because, you know, they stopped the onside thing." And I go, "Well, that's, you gotta separate the two, man. It's business. It didn't work out. They weren't on board completely. That's fine. You know, we move on and I'll move on in my direction." But they handled everything with class. You know, unlike a couple of my prior stops, you know, where you dealt with pure garbage. You know what I'm saying? I love Jorge Mas, man. I, you know, it didn't work out. Whatever, man. You move on. That's it. It is what it is. It's not a big deal. But I'm not going to sit there and root against Inter Miami because of this or whatever. I told him, "Oh, dude, I don't have any bitter feelings about that. I was disappointed. I was disappointed." Yeah, you know what? I was bitter a little bit at the beginning. You know, not at them, not specifically at them because they, you know, in a way they don't really know better. So it's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. I can move on. But I see, it's kind of like, you know, when I was at QAM and I got fired, it was like this relief, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, if I don't have anywhere to go, then I'd be concerned. Okay. But I know that I can find a way to do something. You know what I mean? I'm not the quitting type, man. That's just not who I am. It's never who I've been. And so I am dead set on creating something that, because it doesn't exist here in South Florida. You know what I mean? You got some half-ass radio stations that really don't care. And, you know, they're going by old radio rules and all that crap. And they don't really give a shit about our town and our teams. They're here to try to make a, you know, a penny if they can, and that's about it. You know, listen, I would like to make enough money so I can actually survive, but I'm not looking to get rich here. I'm not looking to do any of that. What I'm looking to do is create something for you guys out there, because I want for you guys what I want for myself. You know, when we had back in the day, you know, the old QAM, you know, that's what we're talking about. We don't have that anymore. We don't have any kind of dedication like Greg Reed had to sports radio. It's not even, forget about it. It's a joke. But I am from that school. And so we're going to dedicate ourselves on this show to try to build the most kick-ass sports talk show for all of you out there. So thank you all for tuning in. So I wanted to give you guys the news on what's going on with the show as it continues to grow. So now you get Manny Navarro, you get Omar Kelly, you get Ira Winderman, you get Clay Ferraro, you get Kyle Krabs already on the show. And exclusively, by the way, you will not catch them anywhere else but here. So you're going to get plenty of hardcore coverage. Hey, look, I like to have fun like everybody else. Most of you that follow me, you know that. But we're going to talk sports. That's what we are. We are a sports show. So we'll have some fun here on the program. All right, let's see what we got. Don't forget, please smash the hell out of the like button. It is so incredibly important that you smash the like button and help us out there. That is so huge. Let me do a little roll call here. John Rouse is in the house, checking in at 9:49. Steve Chapman is in. He's reminding you to smash it and the like button too. Ian from Brooklyn says, countdown to the big O. Robert Triana is in. Uber Beaner, Raging Dolphin Maniac. NorCal is in. GP Trap. Always both of them reminding you to smash that like button. I love it. I love it. I love it. Willie Molina is in. Fellas just getting in, but got to teach a class and got my second finally done. Oh, so he got his second vaccine. Nice. And on to Cincinnati. There you go. Way to go, Willie. Nice. Nice job by you getting that vaccine, bro. Let's bring us back to normal again, man. I don't want to see Americans die. We're watching a whole bunch of unvaccinated Americans die, man. Let's go. I don't want to see you guys die. That's just, it's disturbing. Too Extreme in. Eddie Lepp is in. John Santos is in. Troy Ortiz. Ohio John. Miami Kid J. Big O tried to get Perkins. I love Perkins, but he does local news. You know that, right? Do you follow Perkins? He doesn't do sports. I can get Perkins on when he's covering like a local news story. I was going to bring David Ovalle on today because of the arrest, but yeah, you know, I kind of held back a little bit. And we'll get into the arrest in a little bit. But yeah, I love Chris Perkins, man. Chris is my guy, but he's not a sports guy anymore. He's a local news guy. That's what he does for the Sentinel. I'm not sure if you follow him, but he doesn't write sports. Too Extreme is in. Remember us when you get big again. Listen, dude, I've never forgotten anybody, you know? I'm not looking to get big. I'm just looking to survive every single day and do what I love. And I love to do radio. I've been doing it for over 30 years. And I know that, you know, things evolve, life evolves, and we're evolving with it and we're changing with the times. And I'm excited. Look, you guys have really, everybody downloading, all of you that are downloading the show, all of you that tune in every day on YouTube, you have re-energized me and refocused me on what's important for me, okay? Not just for everybody else, not just for my family, but what's important for me and my peace of mind and all of that. Look, I've had some incredibly stressful runs here recently in the last couple of years with a couple of the projects that I took on. And you know what I said, I can't keep doing this. That's why I met with four different groups, okay? Two individuals and two multiple partner people to try to keep this thing going, but they could not provide. And most of them had money, but money doesn't solve everything. And then when I looked at him and I said, I'm just going to waste your time and your money if we don't have these specific resources. And they were like, really? And I, yeah. So I don't want the stress. I don't. I mean, I have enough stress in life. We all have enough stress in life. Why are we going to add a ton on top of that? You know what I mean? So you guys have all re-energized me that I got to focus on this. I got to make this the best it can be. That's why we're going to do a Dolphin pre and post game show. You know, listen, I would do a Canes pre and post, but I don't want to work 7 days a week. You know what I mean? That again, you know what I mean? I got to have a day off at least during the football season. So, you know, that's why I'm not even taking it on a seventh day. Plus, you know, I had the polyp, right? And now I've gotten over it. I don't want to also burn out my voice too. So I have to be very careful. I have to do things the right way here. But there's no doubt all of you have re-energized me to focus on creating this. Ohio John, by the way, says, love Omar and Kyle Crabb segments. Oh, yeah, they're going to be awesome. And, I mean, the Omar segments are just absolutely fantastic. If you've been listening to them, it's great Dolphins talk back and forth. Omar and I, we get along great, and it's fun. We don't always agree. We don't have to agree. Who cares? It's sports, dude. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it wrong. Oh, what's the Finns cap situation? I don't think they can afford Watson or a new X contract. Well, no, I mean, they can rework things if they wanted to. And they won't give X a new contract. They'll just give him... They're not going to give it to him, but I mean, I think what it is more about more guarantees in the current contract. That's what it is. They're not going to give him a new contract. They're not going to give him an extension. Thank you for bringing all the Dolphin news out there, out here in Cali. We appreciate you, Josh Ritter says. Thank you, Josh, for watching, for downloading, for supporting, for liking, subscribing. That's huge, man. And if you can visit our sponsors, I know you're out in California. That might be a little different, but you know, maybe we end up with national sponsors. So please support our sponsors. It's also extremely important. Willie Molina says, I remember the fusion. Tony Miola, El Pibe. I mean, if this team, if Inter had El Pibe, they might have a few more wins on the table. They have no midfield. None. Zero. King Short is in. John Santos says, I got a couple of words for the man, 1210 and 560. It's only for the people who run the shows. You guys suck. Big O Show is the best place for sports. Thank you. Appreciate you, John Santos. But, you know, I mean, that those were hopeless cases right there. And, I mean, QAM, you can watch it just bleed and die on the floor as it's doing right in front of us every single day. Premier Reviewer says he's in the house. We love you, buddy. Andres Orozco is in. Ray Grouillon is in. Says, howdy, Orlando, everyone. We are getting closer and closer to our Finn season. I cannot wait. Jay Gelfin says, good morning, Orlando. Last night was painful. Yeah, no, it was almost as painful as getting a rectum tattoo. And we'll talk about that, too. Let's see. Manuel Malo, good morning. Willie says, I think you can pull the cattle by yourself and I'll do a great job. I appreciate that, man. Thoughts on Avante Smith. We'll get to the arrest very shortly. Don't worry. I've got it on my list. I had my second shot in May, NorCal says. I have many more shots this weekend. Puff, puff, give. Omar is in. Let's see. Perkins does weather and news, not sports. Yep, exactly. Yeah, he's doing all that local stuff for the Sun Sentinel. Maybe our crypto will make us rich. Oh, keep my fingers crossed. I don't know about rich, but we'll hit it, bro. We'll hit it. We're getting in early, and if you keep buying the, you know, I'll give you an example, John. Polygonmatic fell to 68 cents about 36 hours ago or something. Dude, I scooped it up. You know, I bought it at 75, and that thing went to $2.40, and it's going to go way higher than 240. And when it went to 68, I saw that. I go, oh, my God, and I bought it. I bought some Polygon right away. It's at like 90 cents now. So I'm already making on that. That's why you cannot fold in all of this. Because, oh, by the way, those of you that follow crypto, go on YouTube. It's called the B word, I think. I watched it yesterday. Kathy Wood from ARK Investments. The Twitter guy, I like him a lot, dude. Now I'm brain farting. And he's so Jack. Damn it. Anyway, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, I think it is, which, by the way, after that conversation, I became an even bigger fan of Jack Dorsey. I mean, he is freaking awesome, super smart, really common sense driven. You know what I mean? I really like him. And Elon Musk. And so they had a narrator asking them questions. As they were asking them questions and they were all talking highly about Bitcoin, Bitcoin started going like this. That's why I got to 32 yesterday. That's why everything got kind of a boost, because people saw that conversation and they were talking about the future of digital currency and everything, especially Bitcoin and all that. And Elon, by the way, admitted that he personally not only owns Bitcoin, but he also owns Ethereum and he owns some Doge. And he also announced, we're specific, we didn't know these specifics. It's Tesla owns Bitcoin, SpaceX owns Bitcoin, and Elon owns Bitcoin. And they don't plan on selling, he goes, we don't plan on selling any of it. He goes, we'll start to take Bitcoin back for currency once we're convinced that the miners are mining and using, you know, natural energy instead of coal and gas and those kind of things for the, you know, that's negative to the environment. So if I encourage you after this show, not now, but after this show, if you get a chance, it's called The B Word. I'm sure it's somewhere on YouTube. Excellent conversation. It's a great way to get, it's a great way to understand the digital world, because you have three of the biggest brains that are involved in all of this. Because, I mean, Jack alone, it's Twitter and Square. You know, Kathy is, she's a genius, man. And she's part of ARK Investments, which is one of the biggest, you know, investment firms, period, that there is in this world. And she's incredibly successful. And so, and then obviously Elon. Check it out. I encourage you to check that conversation out, John. And anybody else that follows crypto, you will definitely enjoy that conversation. And try and tell me what you feel about Jack after you're done. See if you feel the same way I do. I became a bigger fan of that guy, man, in a humongous way, man. Guillermo Arauz is in. Kenneth Cleveland, the ladies in the boom boom room. Yeah, Kenneth. Love it. Ohio John, did you hear Texas and Oklahoma? Yep, moving to the SEC. Do you think they're on the verge of three or four power conferences? We'll get into that, John. But we're, you know, basically we're kind of headed in the greed section is where we're going. New York City Sports says, what's up, Big O? You do a great job. Still wish you were on Mad Dog Radio, but I am happy with your show. Thank you. Thank you. Doesn't mean I won't be on Mad Dog again. Okay. So it could happen down the line. Let's see. How far are the Finns from being competitive for the Super Bowl? What's wrong with you, Call of Duty? They're going to win it next year. What do you mean competitive? What the hell's wrong with you? This is the tune-up year here for the Finns, baby. This is the 21 is tune-up, 22 is title. You got that? 21 is tune-up, 22 is title. Say it with me. 21 is tune-up, 22 is title. 21 is tune-up, 22 is title. That's what's going on. Come on, let's go. All right, what else? That is roll call for you. You got to end roll call that way, right? I mean, it's the way you got to end roll call. It's the only way you got to end roll call right there. Ah, love it. You know, we start the day with a little controversy, actually, because Bam Adebayo is getting into it with KD. And I got to tell you something. This is one of those things where you look at it, and here's the tweet so you can check it out. So they're shooting, right? And it's they're practicing and they're shooting and all that. And we all know that KD is a guy that you could get into his feelings really, really easy, right? And so as you can see there, I'll pull up the tweet on my own, but KD, they both shoot. Dame Lillard and him are shooting from 3-point range, and then the rebounds come off, right? And Bam grabs one of the rebounds, and then somebody else grabs another, and then Bam starts dribbling and stuff, and KD gets into his feelings now, and it's like, yo, man, I'm supposed to get the ball back, this and that. So then Bam and him start, you know, like going back and forth and arguing. And then KD's like, no, man, this ain't the ball I had. This is a woman's ball or whatever. and he wanted the ball that Bam had, you know what I mean? And so then, like, they ended up trading the basketball, you know, and it was all that. And so then KD goes, dog see me knock down the corner three and proceeds to work on his ball handling. With the ball, I'd be with it. Bro, got to learn some respect at Bam 101. So he tweets that out. I mean, KD, we have learned that KD has turned into a first-class asshole, right? I mean, that's just what it is. We all know Bam isn't an asshole. We watch Bam every day. I don't think there's a classier kid than Bam, right? I mean, Bam and Tua are racing for class, right? I mean, these are just amazing people you want representing your city, your organization. You want them to be idols for fans, for young fans. They can look up to a Bam. They can look up to a Tua. You know, those kind of people are just, they're special, man. And so a Bam goes, stop lying, KD. You saw Dame Lillard take your rock. You just tried to little me, bro. And then he gave him the middle finger, as you can see there. So Bam wasn't having any of that. He was going out of it. And, you know, if you look at the thread down, you know, oh, he's just still mad that you dropped 41 on his head and all that kind of stuff. I just wonder, what's wrong with KD, bro? Have you ever seen a more sensitive superstar in your freaking life, dude? I mean, we've had some sensitive superstars in the past. You know, Aaron Rodgers seems to be a little sensitive at times. But nothing like this guy. I'm trying to think of some of the guys that were a little bit, you know, I think Blake Griffin was a guy that kind of, you know, all the media attention and all the negativity sometimes got to him a little bit too. You know, there have been some guys in the past that have been kind of sensitive, but dude, what is this with KD, bro? And that wasn't the guy that when he first came in the league, do you remember when he signed his first extension with Oklahoma City? There was no hype, no talk, no nothing. He just signed the deal and he just kept going. That's it. He's the dude that used to show up with the school bag and just, you know, talk and be cordial and this and that. And then all of a sudden he picked up burner accounts and started becoming this ogre. And I don't know what happened to him, dude. You know what I mean? It can't. And supposedly he smokes a ton of weed. So you would figure he'd be mellowed out a little bit there, right? I mean, Spicoli's not going to lose it. Why would KD lose it? I don't get it, bro. I mean, this is the most uptight stoner I have ever seen in my life. This is crazy. You're gonna make a big stink about not getting the rebound you thought you got because, okay, credibility-wise, also, I'm leaning on Bam. I'm not leaning on KD. Credibility? No. Let me put a little Dikembe Mutombo. No. So I'm going to go with Bam that Dane did take the ball at KD. But you got to go public on Twitter with this? Really? I'm just good for Bam that he just let him. He unloaded on his ass, man. I mean, come on. That's embarrassing. That's just, I just don't get that, man. Why would you do that? It makes no sense, man. I don't know what happened to KD. I don't know. He started off so well in his career. He looked like the kind of guy like Bam and like Russell Wilson and like Tua and like, he looked like that kind of dude. The Cal Ripken, the Tony Gwynn, the Derek Jeter. He looked like that kind of dude early on in his career. That, you know, great player, and he's actually a good dude and all that. We don't, I mean, I know Derek as the owner, but as the player, he's impeccable. Okay, I know as the Marlins owner, you can start to question things if you want, whatever. But the human being, you cannot question, right? Derek is a great dude, man. You know, good human being. And so you start looking at, you know, Russell Wilson, all these kind of cats. Come on, man. That's embarrassing. Just sad, dude. I've been browbeaten for two decades and forced to accept mediocrity. That's why I ask, how far were we from winning a Super Bowl? Call of Duty 2021? is tune-up time. 2022 is title time. That's all you got to know. That's all you got to know. Okay? We're going to create a shirt that says 2021 tune-up, 2022 title. Go Fins. Already tension with the Team USA. Not a good sign for us to win the gold. No, of course not. What are you going to complain? In the middle of a game, is Durant going to complain to somebody? Hey, throw me the ball instead. I just saw that and it was just like pathetic, actually. That's what I found the whole situation is pathetic for the Durant issue. Anyway. All right. So remember, many ways to reach out to us on the program. Email. It's BigORadioShow@Yahoo.com. That's BigORadioShow@Yahoo.com. Twitter, Big O Show. YouTube, of course. We want you on the YouTube chat board. If you're watching, please chime in. Please smash the like button. And, of course, other ways to contribute to the program is Cash App and Venmo. Search Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Venmo. And we thank you all out there, as always, for celebrating with us and participating on the program and supporting it, of course. UM Safety, Avante Williams was arrested. And this is one that, look, we don't have all the particulars, but at least from what the story reads, it's pretty disgusting. It's disturbing at all kinds of levels because, listen, I know we're all kids. We all make mistakes, but this is not a mistake when you do what you did to a woman like this. And what he ended up doing was he has a girlfriend that's pregnant and still living with him, but they're not, well, an ex-girlfriend that's pregnant, and he's living with her still. Now, he wanted her out of the house. And he's also dating another woman. And he told her that she had to leave before he came back. When he comes back, she's there. She's pregnant. And, reportedly, he grabs her by the hair and throws her out of the house onto the ground. And she kind of hurts herself. A neighbor has to call 911, all this stuff. And so he was arrested and charged with aggravated battery on a pregnant woman. This is the top safety in the country that took the scholarship here at the University of Miami. And last year he didn't play because of health reasons. So he was out. So the freshman obviously had a red shirt and he was coming back this year. And now he has this incident go on. And again, we don't have all the particulars, but if this is true, you dump his ass like right away. Like, you don't waste any time. I've said this a lot of times on the show. Sorry doesn't count for everything that you do in the world. Okay? There are certain things that sorry just doesn't cover it. And this is one of them. And if the University of Miami wants to actually show, real leadership here, if he's guilty, okay? If he's guilty, because, again, you can't believe everything yet because we don't have all the facts, but if this is what the story is, then you need to do something here. If you're the University of Miami, keeping somebody like that around sends a terrible message. These aren't the second chances you want to give people. Aggravated battery on a pregnant woman, no. Attempted murder, bank robbery, carjacking, whatever it is, some kind of disgusting act does not deserve a second chance. And if you are a program that prides yourself on sending the right message, then this is where you got to send the message. Let him find his way in a junior college somewhere. Let him earn his way back from somewhere else. But don't make the mistake of giving the Willie Williams a second chance and a third, so he can all he can do is embarrass you again. So instead of taking that chance because you're so desperate to win and you will win at all costs by even keeping a scumbag around, let him go. Cut his ass. Okay? If this investigation turns out that he did commit this horrific crime. And you cut his ass. That's it. Winning is not worth carrying that around. It's just not. It sends a terrible message. So at one point, and listen, you're the University of Miami. And what I mean by that is they're already ready to trash you nationally for any little thing as it is. And even though this may happen in many other schools, everybody knows it gets more magnified when it happens in Miami than it does in Michigan or in Texas or in North Dakota State or in Washington or you name it, okay? You know it, and I know it. They want to shut. Now, this is the only university that locally we got writers that say, oh, no, change the name of the program or whatever, and we got people nationally that wanted to shut down the program. Okay, this is the only program that gets that kind of vile, just negativity to it. When they go through the same crap that Oklahoma did and Nebraska did for many years, and I'm sure that Florida State and Alabama and Texas and Michigan and all these other places all across the country, that they all do their dirty crap in order to win. And they all deal with dirty players at times, and they all deal with players that commit crimes. It happens everywhere, dude. Okay? Taylor Lewan was getting into, what, several bar fights when he was at Michigan? You know, so don't give me this crap like it's, you know, something that only happens here. It happens all over the place. But because you're the University of Miami, because you're trying to build the right way, this is not what you want to do. So if he is guilty, if this is the crime he committed, okay, because we don't really know everything, but if it is, move on. Cut his ass. There's no reason to keep Avante Williams around and send a terrible message that you're willing to keep a criminal around just to try to win a game. All right? So those are my thoughts on Avante Williams. Again, email BigORadioShow@yahoo.com. Twitter, Big O Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the program. Search for it on all platforms. And those of you that are always podcasting, thank you, thank you, thank you. Smash that like button while you're listening to the podcast. I appreciate it immensely. So true. Oh, Penn State still having a football program is beyond me. Well, but listen, I don't know about eliminating the Penn State program, Andres. I didn't want to go to that extreme because there's a ton of people that had nothing to do with Paterno and Sandusky scumbaggery. Okay. And I listen, man, I don't care if Paterno's dead. I'm done with that guy. Okay. His memory is dog shit to me. I don't care what he accomplished on the field. That guy hit a pedophile. Screw him, bro. I don't care that he's dead. I don't care about his reputation. His reputation is garbage in my book. He hid and protected a pedophile who continually was hurting children. I have no patience whatsoever for men who hit women or people who abuse others or animals, period, not just dogs, animals. I have zero patience for that. Zero. Okay? But I can't blame the student body. I can't blame football players. I can't do that. That's not fair to them either. You know what I mean? Now, would a long suspension of the program and all that? Yeah, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with death penalty on their ass for a couple of years. Yeah, because there were a lot of people involved that could have done something about it and they didn't, only to protect the football program. But you cannot blame everyone else when it was certain individuals. Those individuals need to be prosecuted. Those individuals need to be brought to justice. Okay. And, you know, obviously there's some that aren't with us anymore. But, you know, guys like Paterno, they don't mean anything to me anymore, bro. Don't ever talk to me about his football accomplishments. I don't even want to hear anything from that. Okay. Because that guy was pure scum in my book. Everything he ever tried to, everything he accomplished in football went right out the window in my eyes. None of it matters to me because of the way you acted as a human being. And what you did was closer to being an animal than a human, protecting that piece of crap. So, but again, I don't want to take it out on the entire football program. I want to take it out on the individuals that were in charge. That's what I want to take it out on, because they're the ones that abused the kids and they're the ones that protected the pedophile. You know what I mean? So I get it, but anything that happens in Miami, it's way worse than when it happens and anywhere else. And you know it, and I know it, because we've seen it firsthand. We hear things about the University of Miami locally, and even more nationally than locally, that we never hear with any other university. Yet they all have negativity. They all have setbacks. They all recruit the wrong player. And guess what? The University of Miami recruited the wrong player right now, it looks like, in Avante Williams. You know, so it's time to give it up, as they say. Let him go. Let's see. What else do we have? I usually cap go Finside on here. DDW Larry L on Saturday night caps. Okay, I don't know what the hell that is, Willie, but all right, we'll take it, bro. Appreciate you as always. That'll be a cool shirt. Oh, yes, that's right. We, you know what? We're working on that now. We will have shirts very soon. Shirts, hats, all that kind of stuff for the show. We are coming up with that. Did you guys see Giannis? I thought, you know, let's get to something that's a little bit more fun. But Giannis was at the drive-thru, and it's a great video, okay? And Giannis,
I can't sleep.
Yeah, man. I gotta share this with you guys.
I'm supposed to be in Vegas right now.
See if I can Party. Bring it up. Here we go.
But I'm here to order Chick-fil-A with the two trophies.
He had to bring the two trophies.
He's in Chick-fil-A. He brought the two trophies.
These trophies are not leaving my side. What if all of a sudden I wake up and this is all a dream? These trophies are my security, basically. Like, I touch them and I know this is real.
even the Bucks know. Look at it. Drew's
going to
be so mad.
Who, Drew?
He's going to be like, you guys seriously went to Chick-fil-A and didn't call me. Dealing with all this. If this is how this is going to be, oh, my goodness.
I think it's cool. And they're pretty cordial, too. They're keeping their distance in a way. One guy wants to touch it. And he's letting the guy touch the trophies.
Yeah, just go one time. Just touch fast, good. Oh! Okay, that's it.
I think it's just amazing stuff. Let's go!
Let's go! Okay, wait. You gotta stay COVID-free.
You dropped a 50 ball in the finals, bro.
You did it the hard way. This is why I love playing the game. Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can
He's I? He's ordering now.
Or no? Sure. There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50 piece Mac Minis? 50 exactly.
Okay.
Not 51. Not 49. Chicken minis. Yes. 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade. Bucks in six.
And he gets them actually to the other thing I like about to get it done
is that oh, if wait there's a minute. Ever a glitch in your internet connection.
All right, there's a glitch. Let me glitch this thing out. But anyway, so there you go. as I'm getting used to doing all these audio video things for you. See, I'm improving, right? I mean, we're actually adding little features there to the show as it is, so you can see the video, because some of you may have not seen the video. You might have heard the audio or something like that, somebody playing it. So I wanted, at least you're going to hear the audio, but then you can watch the video and watch the fans. He is one likable dude, man. He's just one likable dude. Give me 50 pieces, not 51, not 49. That is freaking awesome. He brings both trophies. I don't know if he does this in Miami, don't you get jumped? Right? Don't you? If you go to a drive-thru in Miami, I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you can get away in Miami or Chicago or LA with something like that. But in Milwaukee, they were pretty cool. You know, I thought the fans behaved pure class right there. They didn't mob him like, you know, out of control or anything, start shaking the truck or whatever. I mean, how do you not love that guy right now if you're in Milwaukee? You know, that was just awesome. That's just one of those videos that, again, most of us probably watching or listening on the podcast, we're not Bucks fans. Very few of us that are listening are probably Bucks fans or watching. But all of us, I think, as sports fans, admire the crap out of that guy. Because he did it the right way. He fought through it all. He stayed with the team that drafted him. He believed in that he could actually win a title, and he made it happen. And he put together some performances that were amazing, capped off with the Game 6 performance. That is one that you will remember for a long, long time, because it was just one of those, you know, unforgettable performances. It's impossible not to love Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's impossible not to root for him. The only time I can't root for him, obviously, is when the Heat is playing him. I want the Heat to beat his ass by 402. But outside of that, you know, he's so easy to root for, man. He really is. It was a really cool moment amongst the fans. That was awesome. Now, what trickles off of that moment is Aaron Rodgers. So, I don't know how many of you know, but Aaron Rodgers is a part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. And so he saw that, you know, he saw the win, and obviously, because he's a Milwaukee owner. So he ends up tweeting out. And as you can see there, incredible job by Wes and Mark and Peter. John Horst, our GM, made some incredible moves, and our stars played like stars. Can't stop 34. So Aaron Rodgers, part owner of the Bucks, comes out and he congratulates the team. But it's the line of the GM and our GM, and our GM made some incredible moves. That right there, my friends, is an enormous shot at Brian Gutekunst. And Brian Gutekunst has got to be feeling a little odd, right? Because there's got to be a portion of the fan base already that has to say, no, you got to do whatever you can to keep Rodgers. Fire that guy now. Yeah, it's not like Gutekunst has won a title or anything. And you think about the MVP year, that's Aaron Rodgers. And getting to the NFC Championship game, that's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, they've got good players, there's no doubt. But without Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know if they're a playoff team. They would struggle to make they would struggle to make the playoffs, as Joe Namath would say. I don't care if they're struggling. I mean, seriously. So Gutekunst has got to feel like shit constantly. He's got to be torn about this. Now, what's he going to do? Quit a great job? Quit one of the only 32 jobs in the world? No, but he's in the middle of all of this. And when he trades Aaron Rodgers, he's an asshole. And if he's keeping Aaron Rodgers, he's an asshole to Aaron Rodgers. So it's weird, man. It's a twisted ass dynamic that you see on there. And that's the part that I don't get. You know what I mean? And if you're the Packers, how do you resolve all of this? Because there's, you know, and here's the thing. What do you, okay, so Gutekunst already pissed off your quarterback. You're a Packers fan now. The guy hates him so much, he wants out. Doesn't matter if you make him the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. He's telling you, no, dude, you don't understand. I want the out. I can't stand your ass. I love my coaches. I love my players. I got no problem with Jordan Love. He's a great kid. But he never says he loves the GM, so we all know it. So the guy pisses off his quarterback. Now you're technically pissing off a group of your fans, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of fans in Green Bay that are like, Aaron Rodgers is the man. I mean, we're talking about a team that had Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and now Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I mean, now that I think about it, has anybody had three better quarterbacks in the history of their team? Got it. That's a good one. I got to think about that one. Help me out with that. But still, so you look at it now, and guess what happens when you trade him? Then you're an a-hole. So Gutekunst is an a-hole to some fans. He's an a-hole to Rodgers, and then he's going to be an a-hole after he trades him. And here's another a-hole moment coming. If Jordan Love sucks, then he's a major a-hole because you got rid of Aaron Rodgers for a guy that can't play. Think about that one. Let that one marinate for a little while. That's what will get Brian Gutekunst fired. If Jordan Love does not work out, see, for Ted Thompson, okay, Favre was effing with the team constantly. He would retire, think about it. I'm going, I'm gone, I'm staying, I'm gone, I'm staying. Oh, I don't know. I'll make a decision months down the line. Meanwhile, free agency and the draft are going by, and it's like, we got a plan for the future. Are you coming back or not? So I understood Green Bay's frustrations with Brett Favre because he was more indecisive than my wife is about dinner every single night, okay? So if you're like that, okay, I get it. Now you got frustrated, you're Ted Thompson. Now Ted Thompson hit it out of the freaking park because he had Aaron Rodgers waiting, and Aaron Rodgers is really good. If Jordan Love is not good for Brian Gutekunst the way Aaron Rodgers was for Ted Thompson, oh my God, we got issues. We got issues. So this is like a really weird situation, man. It's one that it's hard to explain. But that is Aaron Rodgers taking a shot at that GM. And if you're the fans of Green Bay, you are frustrated with this situation because it's almost like you have to live with the fact that this will be the final year for Aaron Rodgers in a Green Bay uniform. I mean, Green Bay would take such a cap hit this year. I think it alleviates the following year, so that's probably more realistic, but he probably doesn't even want to give them one more year. And if he does, it'll be a reluctant year, and he's going to be constantly taking shots like he's doing now. And listen, him taking a shot by saying the GM, you know, made some great moves, that's telling his GM, like, yo, you never make any moves for us. You never bring it in. Now, I will say this. Outside of Davante Adams, I don't think this anybody ever talks about this part, about this entire story. Do you think the other skill position players are kind of pissed? A little bit, right? Do you think they're all looking around like, wow, I guess we're chopped liver, dude. I guess we're nothing. I guess we're scum. We're scrubs. Because all he wants is better players around them, and it seems like we're not good enough. I'm just saying, those guys, I mean, it's only human nature. Everybody keeps talking about you never add anything, you never draft anything, you never put anything, and then he's taking his own shots at all of this, and all the other guys have to be standing around going, wow, I guess we're just, you know, lucky to be here. That kind of stuff. It's crazy, man. That Aaron Rodgers situation, wow. That's another one that is disturbing, okay? And these are players that have to finish their careers with your team. He doesn't give you any trouble, Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's not like he's constantly complaining and all that. No, he balls out, bro. And everybody knows you need receivers, and everybody knows you need more weapons, except the damn GM. And I get making a move for a future quarterback, but maybe live in the moment and try. You know, that's what you love about Pat Riley and the Heat, that they're not planning for 5 years down the line. They're trying to win next season, even if it's unrealistic, even if it's crazy that, oh, yeah, no, we'll get a meeting with Durant and we'll get him to, yeah, and we'll talk to LaMarcus Aldridge and, oh, yeah, and we'll get the other kid from Boston that was injured and went to what's his name? But they, you know, and he turned them down to, I forgot the kid's name now. But, you know, it just, you know, even if it's unrealistic, they try. Okay? Just like this offseason seems very unrealistic for the Heat to make the kind of moves that's going to make them a deep run into the playoffs again without the flukish bubble situation that they had. You know, it just, but that's, you think that's going to deter Pat Riley from trying to win and prove other people wrong like yours truly? Oh, hell no. How are you planning for 4 years down the line when you have a guy right now that can lead you to a Super Bowl? Get them a couple extra weapons. Make it impossible for them to stop him. He's tough to stop with average weapons and an all-star or Pro Bowl receiver in Davante Adams. Imagine if you gave him a couple more like other teams have. I mean, look at Tom Brady. He drops back, okay? And he's got two monsters. And then they added the crazy dude. And they have two tight ends. They can't add enough weapons. Oh, and they added the speedy little white kid. Also, that's the fourth wide receiver that caught the bomb. I forgot his name now, too, but whatever. You know who I'm talking about. I mean, for Brady, it's just let's go add more weapons. Oh, Godwin and Evans. No, not enough. Let's go get crazy-ass Brown, too. So it's like, you watch other quarterbacks get weapons and add more. Oh, by the way, they had two tight ends. They added Gronk as a third tight end. So, just like, it's crazy, dude. You know, that's what you do to try to win. And guess what? They won. Shocker. The Tampa Bay Bucks won. That's where you have to look at Aaron Rodgers and say, is he really off? Is he really crazy? No, he's not. He's actually making a lot of sense. You're not making the moves. So this Brian Gutekunst, he's got to feel like absolute dog shit. All right, remember, you can reach out to us on email at Big O Radio Show, Twitter, Big O Show. Follow us there, as always. All kinds of news, which if you weren't listening at the beginning of the hour, we broke the news yesterday that Inside the Paint will start next week here on the show. It'll start off Wednesdays at 10 a.m. I will start Wednesdays now. Every other day will be 11 a.m. But on Wednesdays, I will come on starting at 9:45. So we'll start to warm it up. And then at 10 o'clock, we will hand it over to Ira Winderman and Clay Ferraro from Channel 10. That will be your Inside the Paint hosts every single week here. And, of course, we thank the folks at Pallet Rack City, proud sponsors of the Inside the Paint program. And please check it out. Pallet Rack City, Eddie Pereira and company. They do great work. So if you own a warehouse and you need your racks and all that, there is no better place to get stylish and great racks than, of course, at Pallet Rack City. So we thank them. So that's the breaking news that we had there on the program. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. At the top of the hour, Franco Panizo is going to join us. We're going to talk a little Inter Miami, then we'll get back to a bunch of other things I want to get to on the program. I got some other football things that I want to get into, a little Dolphin talk. Also, that I something that I need to follow up on with the Dolphins today, and we'll talk about that in hour number two. Also, we got a crazy NFL player running his mouth. Let's see, what else do we have? We have a crazy woman that shows her love for her favorite athlete. There's a bunch of things. Texas and Oklahoma thinking of leaving to the SEC. I got a bunch of things that I want to get to. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side, and we will see you for hour number two right here on the program.